and I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia's top counterintelligence agency has blamed Ukrainian spy agencies, saying they organized the killing of the daughter of a Russian nationalist ideologue. Russia's Federal Security Service said Monday that the killing of Daria Dugina has been, quote, prepared and perpetrated by the Ukrainian Special Services. Dugina was the daughter of Alexander Dugin. He is a Russian nationalist ideologue who was described by some in the West as Putin's brain. It charged that the killing was perpetrated by a Ukrainian citizen who left Russia for Estonia after the killing. Ukraine has previously denied any involvement in the killing. The Pope voices worry over a bishop's detention in Nicaragua, AP correspondent Walter Ratliff reports.
Pope Francis has voiced worry about the situation in Nicaragua, where police detained several Roman Catholic clergy, including a bishop critical of President Daniel Ortega's administration. Calling for open and sincere dialogue, it was Francis's first public comment on the raid of the Matagalpa bishop's residence. The detention of the bishop and an unknown number of priests came amid worsening tensions between the church and a government increasingly intolerant of dissent. In March, Nicaragua expelled the papal nuncio, the Vatican's top diplomat in the country. The government has shut 8 Matagalpa province radio stations, 7 of them run by the Catholic Church. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Kenya's losing presidential candidate, Raila Odinga, has filed a Supreme Court challenge to last week's election result. He has asserted the process was marked by criminal subversion and is seeking the outcome be nullified and a new vote be ordered. The filing starts a 14-day period in which the court must rule. This is VOA News. A severe drought hitting swaths of Europe is worsening, and while rain is helping some region, accompanying thunderstorms are causing their own damage, EU researchers said in a report Monday. The latest monthly analysis by the European Union's Global Drought Observatory highlighted the risk of ongoing soil dryness caused by successive heat waves since May and a persistent lack of rainfall. It maintained its warning issued with the previous report that nearly half of the EU's territory is at risk of drought and noted that shriveling rivers and shrinking water sources are impacting energy generation at power plants and reducing crops. Increasing drought hazard was predicted for big chunks of Italy, Spain, Portugal, France, Germany, the Netherlands, Belgium, Ireland, Luxembourg, Romania, and Hungary, as well as non-EU countries Britain, Serbia, Ukraine, and Moldova. Pfizer is asking U.S. health regulators to authorize an updated COVID-19 vaccine booster, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Mani reports.
The FDA has told vaccine makers to update their shots to target the super contagious Omicron variants. Pfizer shots for those 12 and older could start in weeks with quick approval, and Moderna is expected to seek the okay soon for its updated adult boosters. The vaccines currently being given still offer strong protection against severe disease and death, but they target the virus strain that spread in early 2020 and no longer protect nearly as well against infection. The new combo doses are essentially a second-generation vaccine. The White House says it'll be key for people to get the new shots this fall and winter. Sagar Magani, Washington.
It comes with news that the United States' top health official is retiring at the end of the year. Dr. Anthony Fauci was the public face of the COVID-19 pandemic in the United States, and before that, he was prominent in the HIV/AIDS movement across the world. Recapping our top story, Russia's top counterintelligence agency has blamed Ukrainian spy agencies, saying they organized the killing of the daughter of a Russian nationalist ideologue. Russia's Federal Security Service said Monday the killing of Daria Dugina has been, quote, prepared and perpetrated by the Ukrainian Special Services. Dugina was the daughter of Alexander Dugin. He's a Russian nationalist ideologue who was described by some in the West as Putin's brain. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.